welcome back to the Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week, where Joe Patrick and I talk about your responses to our very intelligent question of the week. Joe Patrick, tell everybody what we asked these nerds this week.
This week's question was, what comic book properties do you think would work better as TV shows instead of films?
Were they able to pick stuff that was already made into a movie and say, like, I think that should have been a TV show instead?
A couple people.
I say yes. I say that counts.
Well, yeah, of course it counts.
Counts. Just making sure.
Yeah. It's just like, what makes better sense as a TV show instead of a movie?
Right. Right on. So where are we starting? We start with the Twitter.
Is our tradition, we start with the tweeters.
I like it. Let's go to the tweeters.
Nod writes in saying...
Nod? Welcome aboard?
No. He old.
He old.
He a classic listener. Hellblazer. On a station like HBO or Showtime, case of the week with a dark supernatural bent.
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
I'd watch the heck out of it. It'd have to be adult, though.
It would. It would definitely have to be full of cussing.
Yeah.
John. Ernan Pooch. Welcome aboard, John.
Definitely welcome aboard. I remember Nernan Pooch.
He says, Daredevil, a legal drama. Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. Daredevil!
Oh, all caps.
A legal drama like Law and Order, but instead of the law aspect being the police, it's Daredevil fighting crime.
Nah.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
You could have, like, guest stars, like, trying to get out of parking tickets, like Squirrel Girl is trying to get out of a parking ticket.
He's not going to take care of you. You're trying to get out of a parking ticket. This is Matthew Murdock.
He will if you're buddies with him.
Like, the man has got billable teammates. Hours. He's got to make ends meet or Foggy Whatever. Nelson's going to get all over
it's
his
like
ass.
An Ally McBeal style quirky law firm.
Oh, great. That sounds excellent.
Brian DuPont.
Creator of Pecos Bill.
That's right. Until Disney does something with it, I'd love to see Brian Wood's Star Wars on TV. Luke meets Firefly meets Battlestar Galactica. Yes.
I just hope that they can bring the spirit of that comic book to the movies, because it's way more Star Wars than any of the three films we got recently. Way more Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to see it. I would totally be on board with a Star Wars TV show.
Yeah, if it's well written, I'm
like, I don't think they can do the main saga.
No.
Luke and Leia and the Skywalkers and all that.
I would not want it to star anybody I even know.
But I think they could do a Star Wars universe TV show and it would be radical.
Yeah, follow some cool Jedis, follow some cool bounty hunters, show me some, like, follow some stormtroopers around. Let's see what they do, you know? Yeah. Show me their life.
Yeah, yeah. Jedi Academy TV show. Put it on the CW.
Right on. I'd be down with that.
No, you wouldn't. On the CW, get out of here.
No, I mean, I'm not saying CW is incapable of making good shows.
It would be on ABC, because ABC is owned by Disney.
They tend to make shitty ones. That's all I'm saying.
It's hard to sift through the Twitters, because people aren't using our hashtag.
T-H-N-A-O-W.
That's right. And our last tweeter comes from James Randall, who I believe is James Cassingham Randall, from our Facebook page.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Could be a few Randalls running around.
He says, Alpha Flight. Because I grew up on Canadian melodrama, it could be like Degrassi Junior High with superpowers!
That is some Canadian melodrama. Degrassi Junior High.
Yeah, it is. And if you write things in caps, I'm going to yell them.
Who was it that was Wheelchair Jimmy? He's a rapper now.
Drake.
Yeah, there's a little trivia for you. Drake was, in fact, Wheelchair Jimmy on Degrassi Junior High.
That's right. Moving over to Facebook, our first Facebook post comes from Wade Lyles, who says... Brubaker and Phillips' Criminal.
Right on.
That would make a great ongoing show. Short 6 or 7 episode seasons. All the different characters showing up in each other's stories. Good old-fashioned crime done right. I also think Daredevil would make a great ongoing show. So many different aspects of Matt's life would bring great drama, humor, wit, and action to any number of stories. Lots of potential there. Good answer, Wade.
Yeah, Wade always has good, strong answers. Thank you, Wade.
John Boucher, who I think is the king... of the answer of the week.
King of the answer of the week?
If Aaron Myers is king of Ask a Nerd, John Boucher is king of answer of the week just because.
First of all, I think he's answered every week.
His written responses are so glorious.
They are, and they're good. They're really
and this
good.
Is no offense to New Mutant, who is king of Google Voice.
Yeah. He's the king of the voice call.
Yeah. John says, my first reaction is to say Invincible, but really, I'd extend that answer to say most creator-owned ongoings deserve to have adaptations that explore more of their story than can comfortably fit into 120 minutes. Unlike books at the big two, where retcons and reboots continually warp the decades-long narratives until the characters become more like loosely sketched malleable symbols than real characters, able to adapt easily to any story tone or medium, Creator-owned books tend to be defined more by their specific story. You can take Batman, cast any popular actor, take any of his villains, and write a screenplay about them and create a completely original story about them. But you can't really do something comparable with York Brown or Heath Houston. Those characters are parts of very specific stories, stories that have unfolded over a number of years, and they're stories that deserve to be preserved in as much detail as possible. Sure, you could take Why the Last Man and turn it into an I Am Legend-style thriller with a 2-hour runtime and a tidy resolution, but what would be the point of that? At that point, if you're not going to tell the same story that Vaughn told, why not just make an original story with original characters? Creator-owned comics are long-form stories, and if they're going to be adapted, they should get long-form adaptations.
I love it. I've been saying that forever. If you're not going to tell the same story, call it something else. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Right on, Boucher.
John,
right?
Wonderful. Buzzy Brown Brennan, the Triple B.
Triple B.
Says, honestly, I think they all would. Meaning all comics? It would be nice to see a well-done animated series made for adults. The Max was a good example, and the Spawn series on Showtime was even better. Spawn was on HBO, but that's okay. There is just too much to squeeze into a 2-hour movie, and in most cases, I think the special effects would cost too much for a good live-action TV show. Yeah, I think that they could do... Well, you know, we talked about it just last week with the Chew animated series. I think a Chew animated series would be amazing.
Well, I think the majority of comic books would lend themselves better to an animated series than live action. And I think that gets discounted way too much. And that's something I'll talk about. You know, I'm just going to talk about it now. Any comic
book. You go, girl.
Any comic book lends itself to an animated series. Absolutely. Without question. And in the case of an animated series, especially when you're dealing with Marvel or DC, they don't have to worry about the rights to characters being owned by other companies because these are animated rights. It's separate. So the X-Men can have a cartoon in the same world with the Avengers. Superman can be in the same cartoon with the Flash. I mean, it's fine.
Sure.
And I really wish they would do more of it. I mean, the recent Avengers, the last two Avengers animated series were excellent. The Justice League animated series that we had was so good.
Mm.
Excellent. The Teen Titans, or not Teen Titans, I'm sorry.
Young Justice.
Young Justice, which should have been called Teen Titans, but they didn't want
to. It was Young Justice.
They didn't want to brand confusion with Teen Titans Go or whatever, and that's fine. Excellent.
I love Teen Titans.
Totally excellent. I like that more than I like the DC damn relaunch, to tell you the truth. Mm. I think all of these loan themselves better to animated series.
I'm desperately trying to think of the name of the graphic novel that came out recently with the depictions of hardcore gay old man sex to try to prove you wrong. to prove your point wrong.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's called like Bread and Wine or Blood and Wine or something. I don't remember.
Whoa.
Look for it on shelves now.
Old Dudes and Butts or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It's like a lot of wieners.
All right.
Moving on. Adriano Arriganello says American Vampire. It would definitely need to be on pay cable.
Oh yeah.
You could do each leap in time as a different season. But the way TV is nowadays, they'd panic and cancel it. I love that answer, and I love the idea that you could do each storyline where it leaps forward a decade
right
at
on.
A time as a different season.
Right on.
I mean, it would definitely have to be... It would probably have to have a finite... I guess I don't know the end point of American Vampire.
Yeah, I mean, who knows where it's going, but there's no reason why you can't bring back some of the same actors. They're vampires.
No, well, not all of them, though.
Not all of them, but I'm saying, like, ones that are reoccurring can show back up. And you know what? I'll take that over True Blood any day of the week.
Whatever.
I love softcore porn as much as the next guy. Don't get me wrong.
I've never seen True Blood, not even a single second.
It is softcore porn. That is all it is.
Sounds like a winner. Okay. Our next writer gives us a handy pronunciation guide for his name. Wouter Lammers?
So that worked really well. Let me see it.
Wouter Lammers.
Is it Wouter or Wouter?
He says, name pronunciation guide. Say O-U in Wouter like you would say it in sound, which means ow. So Wouter. And then the A in Lammers like you would in far. Ah.
Lammers.
So Wouter Lammers.
All right. Welcome aboard, Wouter?
No, Wouter has written many times.
We've just been calling him Wouter.
Wouter.
I like Wouter.
I'm going to tell you, listen, I appreciate the pronunciation guide, but it's I'm having a really hard time not saying Wooter.
Yeah, you're Wooter to us, buddy. Sorry. I appreciate you telling us how to say it. You're Wooter to us.
Wooter writes, to me, it feels like pretty much every comic book property would make would work better as a TV show. The pacing and the amount of story you can tell in a movie is not enough to capture anything close to what a good comic book run can do. Even movies like Iron Man, Captain America, and yes, even The Dark Knight feel like they're summaries of the real stories.
Excellent answer.
A shining example of a property too big for a single movie is Preacher. I don't see any way this could work as a movie. There is just way too much character development and story for it to be squeezed into a two-hour film. A TV show running for a couple of seasons could probably do the comic justice.
Or if, even just like a 12-part miniseries.
If handled by the right people.
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
That's an excellent answer, and I couldn't agree more. And that's the stuff that scares me when we hear stuff like Why the Last Man is being developed for a movie and stuff like that. I don't want to see that movie.
Right.
I want to see Why the Last Man is like a 12-part miniseries.
Yeah.
Or a three-season show or something. I mean, and I don't want to see it on normal television. I want to see it on HBO or Showtime, where they can do whatever they need to do.
I think that they could do Why the Last Man on something like FX.
Possibly.
Like, you wouldn't have to have F-bombs.
Yeah, it didn't get too raunchy. And if you left out some cussing, I don't have a problem with that. But yeah. I would just rather be able to see them do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, that's fair. Jason Manger. Maybe you should write in a pronunciation guide, Jason. Manger?
I don't know. He's Mangry.
He's Mangry.
Don't make him Mangry. You won't like him when he's Mangry.
Jason writes, Gotham Central would be an awesome show. Please, 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 someone give us a Gotham Central show. Gritty crime drama focusing on the men and women of the GCPD with an occasional superhero appearance? Sold.
Yeah, I'd be in.
I would be in.
I'd be
also
totally in.
It will never happen.
And it's one of the things you don't need Batman for. They can just talk about Batman or whatever, you know?
I wouldn't want Gotham Central without Renee Montoya. And yeah. Renee Montoya has been erased from continuity.
Yeah, she don't exist no more.
That's a good answer, though. Jeremy Jacquat. Oh, man.
Again, we can
I'm
use
really
the pronunciation
sorry.
There.
BPRD would be perfect. An occasional cameo from characters like Abe Sapien or Hellboy would be fun, but like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you wouldn't really need to bring in any heavy hitters to make the show both fun and terrifying.
Yeah, absolutely.
I imagine some X-Files like Monster of the Week episodes, but with more Mignola-verse backstory and better special effects.
And Dark Horse has everybody under one roof, so they wouldn't have to worry about anything.
Oh, man. I would love a BPRD show.
I would totally love it. I do think that's one that would lend itself better to being animated. I absolutely do.
I'd love it live. I'd love it live action.
Oh, I want creepy animated style, man.
Whatever. Justin O'Connor says, I like my comics just the way they are. Thank you.
Oh, Justin. He's a grumpy old man.
He really is. Princess Ashley writes in, lock and key!
Does that mean she didn't call? Come on, Princess Ashley.
And then she told me to shout that, like, as if I needed that.
Yeah, we got that. Thanks. It's in our first rodeo. Come on.
The pilot, the unaired pilot, is actually amazing, and everyone should get their hands on it if they haven't seen it yet.
That one does seem like a damn shame, because it would definitely lend itself. Even mainstream television, there's not that much they need to edit or change. It gets a little creepy here and there. But
yeah, but I've seen scary stuff. Trust me, I've seen scarier shows on television.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing that risque in there. I mean, it would be perfect.
Mm-hmm. She continues, if Lock and Key were to be picked up by A&E or NBC, they are doing cool things with Hannibal and Bates Motel.
I don't watch either of those.
I don't either, but I heard that Hannibal is amazing.
Really?
Yes. Man. I think the oft-deadly adventures of Tyler Kinsey and Bodie, I call him Bode, protecting their familial legacy would make an amazing and a beautiful television series. Plus, I want those stories to live on even after the Omega arc ends, but that's just me being selfish. I think that is a great answer, and it's sad that the pilot didn't get picked up.
Yeah, it's a damn shame.
Because I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard that it's really fantastic.
Yeah, it's too
and
bad.
And now, like, they're talking about making a movie out of it, and it's just like, it's too big.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things you need
it's
to understand.
Too big for a movie.
It's like, this is way... I get it. The Avengers made a crap load of money. Batman made even more. That's great. But some of this stuff just, it's not what it's for. Don't smash it.
Yeah.
Stretch it out.
Dwight Brown says, Global Frequency. There's an old pilot floating around YouTube, but I believe the Sci-Fi Channel could do great things with Warren Ellis's great miniseries.
Totally agree.
That Global Frequency pilot.
Totally agree.
Is fantastic.
It was really good.
It's really good.
You can watch the whole thing on YouTube, too.
Yeah. The Ensign Roe from Star Trek The Next Generation plays Miranda Zero.
Yeah, it was great.
She is perfect.
I really enjoyed that.
Oh, man. Good answer, Dwight. We just got done rereading Global Frequency.
I did not. I was out of town.
Oh, it must have been...
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. No,
oh,
I didn't.
It was Keith Silva, I think. It was Keith Silva. Sandra Rodriguez. Welcome aboard.
I'm going to say welcome aboard. Female listener number 10. Princess Ashley was 10. She'd be 11.
You've lost track. You don't know what you're talking about.
11.
Sandra says, honestly, I know he's getting a larger part in the Avengers sequel, but I would love to see an arc from the current Hawkeye ongoing on the small screen. Maybe on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something. Or hell, even as one of those Marvel one-shots, the little short films that they do.
Right.
It's a small cast of characters. You wouldn't need a lot of special effects or big names or anything because it's Clint Barton when he's not being an Avenger. And I think it would be a lot of fun. If not that, I'd also love to see that lock and key pilot that someone else mentioned.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
And Hawkeye would be the perfect kind of thing that they could do that is insulated because it's like him in his regular life. So you don't have to worry about a lot of crossovers. You don't have to worry about a lot of heroes showing up or anything like that. It's just him doing cool stuff. You could totally do that, and I'd be fine with it.
Yeah, I think a Hawkeye show would work, but I would want it to be, as she describes, I would want it to be the Hawkeye from the comic, where he's not an Avenger. He's just like helping his neighborhood people.
Right.
Got a dog that eats pizza out of the garbage.
Sure.
You know, he fights tracksuit Russians that say bro all the time. I would love to see that. Andrew McBride says, almost any comic can work for TV. More than one person said that. Because they're both serialized. But you're really looking for something that truly wouldn't work as a movie, and that's something special. Global Frequency and Gotham Central are good examples already mentioned, but my choice would be Planetary. With each issue a different style, you'd be taking the standard Monster of the Week trope to a whole new level. Plus, how awesome would it be if they had a different intro and logo for each episode, a la the comic? That would be phenomenal.
That would be totally cool.
Ugh. I would love that.
That would be, unfortunately, way too cool, it seems.
I know. You know how much money it costs to make those show intros every week? And finally, Randy Andrews writes in saying, I know this would be odd, but I think Danger Girl could work as a TV show.
Oh, totally.
It would be on FX and a bit adult, but still really fun. I think its premise would be what would sell it. We need this kind of adventure show. It could be an updating of things like Charlie's Angels. This is something that could work. Make this show!
Totally. Hot, make them really sexy, excited about make them it. Hot, good action, absolutely.
Hot and sexy.
Yeah, man.
I think the Danger Girl concept is very fun.
We both turned around. We both read Danger Girl comics recently and loved them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which blows my mind, but we both did. I can't deny it. And it works. Three girls going on adventures. Spies.
Yeah.
Creepy bad guys. Come on!
The thing about Danger Girl that I appreciate is not the, ooh, and then in this scene she puts on a bikini. No. I like Danger Girl because it's James Bond times a million.
Right.
It's way over the top.
It's James Bond meets like, G.I. Joe meets Charlie's Angels.
Comical spy stuff.
Yeah, and it's great.
I think that would be a great premise for a TV show.
Let's get to some voicemails, shall we?
We have so many.
We've got a bunch.
Greetings to Headed Nerd, Nathan Bradford, returning after an extended absence with my answer to the question of the week. What comic book property do you think would work better as a TV show instead of a film? This one I pondered a whole 5 seconds on. The perfect choice is a Heroes for Hire show. The concept of the show would take the whole buddy cop cliche and take so many interesting spins on it. Breaking down the characters to their core essence, you have one as a man of the people with his ear to the streets, and the other is Zen Master's taking a path of enlightenment. Like peanut butter and pickles, they're two separate tastes that taste even... Wait a second, bad analogy. You get my drift, though.
Peanut butter and pickles are delicious.
The concept works so much better as a TV show because of so many other factors as well. First, the Marvel Pictures, having already established a world of armored Avengers and mighty demigods, the powers of the two leads seem limited on face value. This means the budget of portraying Power Man and Iron Fist can be kept at a reasonable production value. This would allow the producers the luxury of saving money on one lower scale episode where they are hired for taking on an unruly street gang and float the savings to a larger episode where they get in over the heads of a secret base for Hydra. Also, the smaller scale lends itself to a serialized format better than the semi-annual movie offering. The second point is that with the characters being a bit of a throwback of 70s exploitation and kung fu movies, there can be a great amount of humor and heart to their portrayal as two people not in step with the modern world. This could mix in the offbeat sense of movies like, say, Kung Fu Hustle and Black Dynamite. The third and final point, let's face it, revival of Heroes for Hire as a comic series, when that got revived, they got shafted by Marvel, being canceled well before its time. The people demand redemption! If done properly, I could see this as a show that could have continued success for years to come. This is Nathan, THN Loveslave and pop culture aficionado, signing off.
Here's why I love Nathan Bradford's call. Because not only does he give us a plot, he talks about budget constraints and stuff. this guy's a businessman. I love it. And totally, it would work. We haven't met Luke Cage in the movies. We haven't met Danny. You know, we haven't met Danny Rand in the movies. Why not?
For years now, I have been kicking around the perfect way to do Power Man and Iron Fist or Heroes for Hire and maintain the 70s cheesy yellow shirt.
You said it.
High collar.
Said it in the 70s.
No. You start it in the 70s, and then you say, all right, we're going to go to Kowloon to train.
And they come back.
And they come back, and it's 30 years later, and Agent Coulson is kicking around.
Right.
And then you can set it in the main Marvel Universe. Yeah. But they're all like Sweet Christmas and
I suppose. That's kind of fun.
That would be so much fun.
All right, here's our next caller from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I think I know who this is.
Hey, nerds. It's Sean calling in with my answer to the question of the week. Sorry I missed last week. I know you guys were probably crying in your Cheerios. mostly your listeners, because they love listening to this voice right here talking now.
So humble.
Well, little side note, saw Wolverine today with Superfro. Got to admit, didn't laugh as much as I did during Wolverine Origins. So there's a plus. Listen to your guys' show, too, and you guys hit it on the nail with that answer of the week last week. You guys hit it on the nail, my thoughts, my feelings, etc. But what, speaking of movies, what comic property would be better as a television show instead of a movie? I would have to say, like, any of, like, the DC, like, Vertigo lines or any of the Marvel, like, Marvel Knights, quote-unquote lines, Punisher, I think, would make a great television series. Blade would make a great television series, especially for all those tweeners out there with the vampires. And I'd have to go on the DC route, like Constantine, I think would make a fantastic television show. It'd be dark, it'd be moody. Again, going at those tweenies. And Jonah Hex. Who wouldn't love to see a weekly Western? I mean, I would, especially with Jonah Hex. Yeah, yeah. But those would be most of my top ones, I think it would be. And you could go along the lines down the road with a lot of those different characters. The bigger ones, I think, are more inclined for the big screen. But, you know, these B-levels, Daredevil, I think he'd be great as a television show because then you can throw the lawyer in there. But, yeah, that's it. Great. I shouldn't even say great because I'm getting mocked for that one. Awesome question. Wasn't that easy this week. But keep them coming. Thanks, guys. Peace.
I love the Jonah Hex call.
Who's mocking him for saying great?
I love the Jonah Hex call. I think that would be awesome. An X-Files-esque weird Western starring Jonah Hex. He goes places, weird stuff happens. I'm in. It'd be rad.
It would be rad. Good luck getting a weekly Western on the air in 2013.
No doubt.
A weekly Western based on a failed Hollywood blockbuster.
Yeah, based on a failed Hollywood blockbuster. Hell on Wheels is still on. It's a good show. I love it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
that
it's really
is
good.
True.
Yeah, man.
Sean, as always, thank you for your call.
Although there was a Blade TV show, and it was terrible.
There was a Blade TV show, and it was...
It was bad. They picked one of the guys from Onyx to
yeah,
be Blade.
Yeah, one of the guys from Onyx was Blade.
I can't remember what his name was, but he was the guy that had the, I'm a B-boy, standing in my B-boy pants, come on, give me the mic before I bust right, or, pardon me, standing in my B-boy stance, come on, give me the mic before I bust right out my pants.
Yeah,
it was
weird.
That guy with the scratchy voice, you know?
But he had like a weird speech impediment.
It didn't work at all.
When he wasn't rapping.
Yeah, they call me the Daywalker. I'm here to kill vampires. I'm like, okay, Blade, like, whatever, man.
I remember not hating the Blade TV show.
It was
not very good.
It sucked.
It's not very good, and now the female lead from Blade hosts ABC's Wipeout, where rednecks corral on obstacle courses and
get hit
in the face.
All right, here's a call from Omaha, Nebraska.
Hey, nerds. How's it going? Joe, Matt, hope you guys are well. I'm answering your question of the week. Mine is pretty easy for me because I've thought about this for a long time, and I got to go with probably my favorite comic book of all time, and I'm really disappointed if no one else brings this up, and I think I brought this up on your show before, so I seem a bit obsessive. But Preacher. Preacher is my favorite comic book property of all time. You can't really do it in a movie. It's too long of a story. But I think episodically on HBO, it would be wonderful. I think there was talk at one point about actually doing that, and it didn't actually go through. It's got just enough stuff, I think, that they could actually pull off doing it. You know, they've already got a Southern vampire gothic, and this takes place in the South and has a vampire, so they could even do, like, a crossover. That would be f***ing awful, but they could. They could do a crossover.
I'm glad he says it'd be awful.
And it would be worth it just to hear Cassidy in an Irish accent say, "Sookie," but, you know, whatever. Thanks, boys. Keep it up. Talk to you later.
Zach Hollowell forgot to introduce himself, but excellent call. We totally agree. We talked a little bit about Preacher earlier and couldn't agree more with him.
Absolutely. Our next caller was from a gentleman named Tony from Albany, Oregon. Tony, thank you so much for calling. Unfortunately, the sound quality of the call was so poor.
It sucked.
The sound equipment couldn't really pick it up in a way that you guys would be able to understand.
And unfortunately, the Google transcript is all but useless.
Yeah, otherwise I just read it to you.
So we have no idea what you're saying.
You know what is so hilarious is that on every entry for each transcript, there's a little checkmark box on the right side that says transcript useful.
Yeah.
Checkmark and then an X for no.
As I play them, I just go through and go, nope, nope, nope.
When has anyone ever clicked yes?
Yeah, I know. Has anyone yet?
Yeah.
Let us know, Google,
Tony,
if you're listening.
Thank you so much for calling. Please try again. Unfortunately, it was just too much interference and we couldn't really hear most of your call. But
call us back.
Keep firing.
This one is from Golden Valley, Minnesota. Again, no idea where that is.
Hey guys, listener Bob Oslin here with a response to the question of the week. I think either Power Man and Iron Fist or a Heroes for Hire TV show would work great. We're talking street level heroes without any flashy superpowers, you know, with an exception maybe making Danny's hands glow from time to time. The show should be relatively cheap to produce. I mean, you just go out in the streets and you're all set. And going with the Heroes for Hire angle, you continually have different story arcs coming in and chance also to bring in some like guest superheroes for cameo appearances. I mean, Sweet Christmas, wouldn't that be cool?
Nice working in the Sweet Christmas.
That would be cool, Bob, who Google thinks is named Ba-Ba-Ba.
Yeah, like Ba-Blah-Blah from Arrested Development.
No, like Ba-Ba Black Sheep.
I know. No, I just like getting into Ba-Blah-Blah.
Ba-Blah-Blah's Law Bomb.
Ba-Blah-Blah's Law Blog. That's what he wrote.
Oh, yeah, it was Ba-Blah-Blah Lob's Law Bomb.
No, it was Bob.
That was the headline.
It was Bob. Oh, yeah, Lob's Law Bomb.
Ba-Blah-Blah Lob's Law Bomb.
But that seems to be a pretty popular answer, right behind
Heroes
Preacher.
For Hire, man.
I think Preacher's still winning, but Heroes for Hire is right behind
Absolutely.
It.
Well, it's a really great concept.
It's another one from our hometown. Calling from Omaha.
Yo, turn to who are you guys? You're the two-headed nerd. This is Wooly Toots. With my answer of the week. TV show, huh? Comic book? Yeah? Okay, let's do this. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it shouldn't be superheroes, because that doesn't last. Unless you're Smallville, which is the longest-running superhero show ever, everything else is farted out. They tried Flash. They tried the Birds of Prey. Wow, it's all DC stuff. None of that lasts. None of it works. Nobody's interested. Who cares? Nobody. It always seems like a good idea, but they don't last. The S.H.I.E.L.D. show coming up will probably work because it doesn't have shit to do with superheroes. Others, you know, like there's no superhero in it. Anyways, here's my answer. I want to see Scalped. I want to see Scalped done live action on a cable channel so it can stay as adult as humanly possible. Oh, yeah. Episodic show. Put it on, I don't care who does it, Stars, Showtime, HBO, somebody. Do it and do it right. It'd be sweet. That's what I think. Goodbye, good night. Tucking you guys in. Kisses on your forehead.
He just took one of mine. I was going to say Scalped as one of mine. Scalped is the meanest damn show ever on television. And I would love to see it. It'd lend itself perfectly.
Yo, intern into town, West, where you guys give it to a nurse. This is really soon my ass of the week. Google transcript.
Camarillo Brillo called in from Council Bluffs, Iowa with a dissertation. Let's hear what Camarillo had to say.
Hey guys, this is Camarillo Brillo calling with the answer of the week. I always feel like I'm bragging when I say that, like I'm calling my shot and this is going to be the answer of the week. But anyway, here it is. We're discussing which comic books would make a good TV series. I definitely was going to say Criminal, but I saw someone jumped on that right away on Facebook. And that was my knee-jerk answer that I'm still mad that I didn't get to say that one. But my second choice, after thinking about it, it's sort of a Johnny-come-lately, but Jupiter's Legacy, even though it's Mark Miller, and I'm starting to learn not to listen to Mark Miller. I think I talked to Joe about that a little bit. Every time I read something that he's talking about his own work, it just, I don't know. I'm sure there's been a lot of things said about his, how much he loves his own work. But I think there's stuff in this Jupiter's Legacy, especially after the second issue, that looked like it's going to be really interesting. And it's not even the general plot of the clash that's coming and everything. I think it's some of the interpersonal stuff is really nuanced and, you know, the art sort of shows that, but I think good acting would really bring out some of that human drama, because outside the superhero setting, these are all kind of the archetypal conflicts within a family, you know, the black sheep, the not being able to live up to your father's expectations, all the things that are sort of put on you, and you're kind of conscripted to these expectations, again, to use that word, that you have no choice in, you know, making your own way. You've already got this bar set for you. And, you know, that scene where Jupiter is giving a tongue lashing to his son and his drunk friends for trying to do the hero-y thing, but just completely missing the mark and in front of the civilians. And they're just completely embarrassed by the fact that he dared, you know, call them out like that. I think that scene was really powerful. And if you could see that scene, I think, as I said, with some good actors, I think it'd be very powerful. You'd understand the frustration and how neither side was really justified and they were both in the wrong as far as how they handled that. And, you know, not to mention the unwanted pregnancy and the brothers fighting over their ideals. I mean, it's really more of a family and political drama, much in the way that The Godfather kind of got looked at that, you know, in retrospect, more as a family drama than it was a crime drama. And I think once you remove the superhero element from this and let actors kind of show the humanity, it would be really good as a series, at least a short series anyway. Anyway, that's my take. I throw one coin in the hat here for Miller. So have a good week, guys. Thanks.
Best defense of Mark Miller I've ever heard.
Yeah, that is an excellent response.
Really?
And you know what? I confess I have not read Jupiter's Legacy number 2. I think they're only up to number 2.
I think, yeah, 2 is the second one.
I think number 3 is super late. But I liked the first one. I haven't read the second one.
I haven't read any of it.
The first one's good. I mean, you should read it.
That's what I heard.
But I think that is a very well thought out response. And props to Camarillo Brillo.
I like that he's picking something, again, that's self-contained. So it lends itself right. That. So you don't have to, like, take what works really well in a bigger world and try and force it into a TV show. You know, I like that aspect of it a lot.
You know, and I think, as he was talking, I was thinking about how, well, like a show with all these kind of superpowers just getting thrown around and stuff, it would be hard to do that as a show.
I mean, well, yes and no. I mean, I think if you try and over-explain it, that's what happened with Heroes. That's where Heroes went wrong. They tried to over-explain.
I don't mean in everything. Terms of explaining it or setting up the world. I mean just in terms of like
selling it,
actually portraying that on the screen in a way that is feasible for a television budget,
not cheesy.
But the more I'm thinking about it, the more I think that like this is our wish list.
Right. Screw it.
And so we should just like. We should just go all out. It's all about the story. Like no, this think, story works better as a TV
no,
show.
No, I think there should be rules, and that's part of it.
Well,
like,
I think
there's things
that
just aren't going to work.
I think it's fine.
Like the Micronauts.
I think it's fine to consider the rules.
Okay,
but if we're just talking in terms of like what story is better served as a TV show, then anything goes.
Fair enough. Drink.
Here's our final caller.
No, we got two more. We got TD Dubs, and then we got
one
right. More.
You're right.
They keep calling. I love it. More calls than we've ever had, you guys. I love it.
Hey, Matt and Joe. It's the TD Dub. I'm back. I'm calling. After this lengthy summer holdout, being a free agent and all, and now that you've got me to the table signing my new contract with that multi-million dollar advancement, thank you very much. That's wonderful. The TD Dubs is back in business. But seriously, guys, I like the question of the week. Comics that you think would make great TV shows. And the first thing I thought of, we really need to redo Daredevil. I mean, the movie was terrible with Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. I really want to see it come back as a TV show. I think it would really work. You get some kind of Law and Order thing there with the whole courtroom drama. You get a good superhero story. It would really work as a great TV show. And then I heard you guys on the last podcast talk about how The Flash is going to become a TV show. I'm feeling with Matt that it has the potential to be very crappy, but when I heard that Geoff Johns is behind the project, I got a little bit more optimistic that the show could be really good. I think The Flash is perfect for television. They're keeping the costume. They're keeping the powers. Geoff Johns did a great job, especially developing the Rogues. So I'd like to see what they do with some of the bad guys, including Captain Cold, Professor Zoom. There's a lot of potential here. But there's also a lot of potential for him to totally F it up. So it's 50-50. Another story I thought would be good, and there's a couple here actually I'm thinking about. One would be Sergeant Rock. And I know it would be a World War II piece, but I think they could try doing something, maybe make Sergeant Rock a little bit more modern. I don't know if you'd want to put him in the war in Iraq or Afghanistan, or maybe just doing a total throwback, but I think there's a lot of potential there for that story. And if you're looking for something different, or as opposed to Sergeant Rock, maybe you could do something like Garth Ennis's War Stories. Those were really good stories. You could kind of create like Twilight Zone or Outer Limits episodes out of those and make them pretty crazy. Anyway, I'm back, and I'm working on another Tales of the TD Dubs. Take care, guys. Bye.
TD Dubs coming out of retirement. Very sweet of him. Still at the top of his game.
That's right.
Totally agree with the Daredevil thing, and a lot of other people agreed with Daredevil as well. I wouldn't want to see Sergeant Rock modernized.
I don't, you don't take Sergeant Rock out of World War II.
Nope.
But that's just, I mean, that's a fanboy thing.
Right.
I just, like, Sergeant Rock is very specifically tied to World War II.
Yeah.
His legend.
Now you could do something with the Unknown Soldier.
You could do the Unknown Soldier. I'm going to tell you what.
I pitched an Unknown Soldier TV idea. And when I say pitched, I mean I stood behind the register at a comic shop and screamed it out to people that were willing to listen. But it was like an X-Files type thing where there's two agents and they're traveling around the world and they're listening to stories told by other soldiers about this unknown soldier guy and trying to figure out who he is, and they're hot on his heels, and every time they think they're going to catch him, the conspiracy gets deeper and deeper to cover up who he actually is and stuff. Oh man, it'd be rad. It'd be so rad. It'd be very much in the vein of like the Garth Ennis Unknown Soldier limited series that we got, I want to say late 90s. I'm going to say late 90s, early 2000s.
The what show?
It was a Garth Ennis Unknown Soldier miniseries.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I do like the idea of like a Twilight Zone-esque like anthology show for war stories, like Garth Ennis's War Stories.
I just don't know how you would sell it.
I mean, I don't think it would succeed.
Yeah.
I just think that those stories would be beautiful.
Unless you get Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks behind it. I don't know how you would sell it.
I mean, it could be like Band of Brothers, you know, like a miniseries.
Right.
Like a War Stories miniseries on HBO or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Good answer, Tony.
Our final call from Pittston, PA. We know who this is, right?
We do, but it's not... It's not my man. It's not my man, New Mutant.
It's not New Mutant.
He didn't call in this week.
Where is New Mutant? Everybody loved him last week. It was crazy.
Too busy talking about Prince with Chris Sotomayor.
Yeah, he's still rolling around in his newfound internet fame. It's ridiculous. Goes straight to their head sometimes. Here we go.
What up, Joe and Matt? This is Credible Hope, Tony Mathers, THN Love Slave. Just calling in to answer your question of the week about what comic book I'd like to see made into a show. I have two answers because I don't think my first one will work. First one is American Vampire. So any show that comes from Vertigo or DC will probably be on WB. And because of that, they have Vampire Diaries, so chances of them having another vampire show are slim to none. Even though American Vampire would be a great TV show. But, what I think would really work on any network would be Private Eye. Considering Brian K. Period Vaughn has had some,
nicely done.
experience in Hollywood, he could probably write to Hollywood pretty well. And all that would really need to carry over is the premise. A world where everyone's personal information has been outed, the cloud has burst, and people wear kooky masks to conceal their identity. I'm sure that would make the show stick out amongst all the other garbage that's out there nowadays. And they can even do it X-Files or Fringe style, where they have an overall mythology, but easily can do case of the week type episodes, which networks seem to like, so that way viewers can drop in and drop out. But those are my answers. Talk to you guys later.
I love that idea. I would totally watch Private Eye. I love that.
The only thing I can think of is that the networks would be like, now hold on, most of the actors are wearing masks all the time.
Yeah, how are they going to be famous?
But I do love that idea. Like, I think that would make a great serialized story.
That's an awesome idea. Yeah, it hadn't even occurred to me. Thank you very much for a call, Mr. Mathers. Always succinct.
Always succinct. We had 9 calls.
That's excellent. That's a new record.
That is a new record.
The most we had before, I think, was 5.
7. We had 7.
We had 7.
But this is above and beyond.
You guys did awesome this week. Thank you so much.
Just think of how magical it could have been had New Mutant called in.
Yeah. Ideally, I'd like to get this to where it's just a call-in show. So you guys call in and we rap about it. I mean, of course, we'll still, you know, talk to you guys about it on Facebook and stuff if you're too much of a wussy to call us. But, hey, think about it. Think about giving us a holler. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
Joe Patrick.
Whatever, New Mutant. I'm mad.
What are you thinking would make a good TV? What comic book series do you think would make a good TV show?
You go first.
There's
Matt Bomb.
Most have been mentioned.
Do you want me to ask the question?
Scalped. I'll go first.
All right.
Scalped was thrown around, and I believe Jared threw that out. I would love to see Scalped as a TV show. I think it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's gritty. It's gross. It's scary. It takes place in the real world. There's no bigger mythology. Everybody knows that there's Indian reservations, knows there's casinos there, knows there's probably corruption. Works. And I would argue that, first and foremost, is what we have to judge. What can we do self-contained that's easily recognizable that people can latch on to? And a lot of the stuff, it's easy for us to go, oh man, I would love to see a Micronauts TV show, or I would love to see an Alpha Flight TV show. But you're never going to sell that. You know, you've got to have something you can sell. I think as far as a live action TV show, yeah, like Criminal would be perfect. Most of the Vertigo titles would be perfect because they're self-contained. They lend themselves to bigger ideas. American Vampire, excellent example. That would be absolutely perfect. Global Frequency was one.
Yeah, Global Frequency would have made a great show.
I was so excited.
It would have been
so
good.
And they could do like little nods to Warren Ellis' other stuff. Like you could mention the characters from The Authority here or like Planetary or something.
No. Global Frequency was...
No, I know it doesn't, but I'm saying they could do that and it'd be fine. You know, it would work. Animated, I would say Invincible. I want to see Invincible done so bad, and I want to see it buckets of blood. I want to see it late night. You can do it on Adult Swim.
Buckets
I want
of
it
blood.
Hyper serious.
Lots
like
of red.
Soap opera for boys. I want it animated. I want it to look exactly like the comic book. I mean, those are my answers. I give you a live action, and I give a few live action and a couple one animated, I guess.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Joe Patrick.
There are some comics that I know would make better shows than movies. Not that I necessarily want to see them.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that they make more sense as TV shows, like something like Catwoman, which you have to, it's caper of the week. You know, you can't do that in
sure.
a movie. I'm not saying I want to see it. I'm just saying like,
yeah, no, I gotcha.
Like thinking of the question that is
making it episodic. Or
yeah.
Something.
It's that is an idea that lends itself to the episodic format.
Sure.
I don't want to see a movie about Catwoman where it's a heist gone wrong, but she's secretly trying to help somebody, blah, blah, blah. No,
I also don't want to see Catwoman in a show that doesn't have Batman. Catwoman is great because Batman.
And that is the other thing, is that, yeah, I think without that foil.
Right. That's my self-contained.
Catwoman is less.
That's why I keep saying a self-contained thing. That's why it's so cool to think, oh man, Daredevil would be great. And I love Daredevil too. But man, you got to have Spidey show up at some point. You know, there's so many people that Daredevil interacts with.
I think you could do Daredevil. Like if they're doing Daredevil set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, like with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and mm-hmm. Avengers and all that, that you could do a Daredevil. Not having Spider-Man is problematic, but we'll never see a Spider-Man TV show that ties into the Marvel Studios stuff.
No.
Ever. Something that I think would be an amazing fit as a television show, but logistically very difficult to pull off, would be Warren Ellis's Transmetropolitan.
Yeah. Animated, dude. You do it animated.
No, no, no. I would not want it animated. Why not? I don't want it animated.
What if they could make it look like Derek Robertson's art?
Oh, that's all well and good, but I want to see a serious live-action take on Transmetropolitan. I know it would be special effects heavy.
Oh, yeah. It'd cost some bucks.
But, like, think of, like, an Aaron Sorkin-level, like, political drama set in the far future.
Right.
With Warren Ellis, you know, style characters and weirdness. I think it would be an amazing show to watch. The only problem other than, like, the budgetary concerns would be that Spider Jerusalem is eminently unlikable.
Yeah.
Like, there's no romance. There's no, like, there's no character arc to him becoming, like, a soft-hearted good guy.
Well, I mean, but there's other shows. Look at Breaking Bad.
He's noble. Oh, sure, that's true. I mean, he's noble, and he's doing, you know, what he thinks is right. He's fighting a corrupt political system.
I don't think that's an issue.
But he's hard to relate to as an individual.
I don't think that's an issue. I think with the new stream of feel-bad TV shows that we have that are doing so well, I don't think that's a big deal. Yeah, I think that works. Right.
Well, then I would that would be like my dream TV show, would be an ongoing, you know, even if it were limited, like they knew it was five seasons and out.
Right.
A Transmet drama. Ooh. I think that would be amazing.
Rachel Rising. That would be an awesome television show and in totally doable.
Yeah, because it's
totally
not
doable.
It's not super effects heavy. Like the book.
It's creepy.
You've got like makeup. You know, you'd have to have a lot of makeup stuff. But I mean, there's not like huge demons appearing.
No,
and all this.
The main story is the mystery.
Yeah,
and you could do it in like a Twin Peaks type style. You know, where we're like, oh my god, there's so many twists and turns. Where is this gonna go? You know, yeah. Oh man, that'd be fun. And Terry Moore gets some cash in his pocket, and that guy deserves it. He's super talented.
If I were to pick an animated show that I would like to see adapted for television, or adapted from a comic book, rather, I would say Bone.
Bone would be amazing.
Jeff Smith's Bone. I mean, it was born to be made into a cartoon, and I'm stunned it hasn't been.
Yeah, really? Right? I mean, like, come on. How did they miss that? Guys, thanks again for all your calls. 9 calls is awesome, but we can do better. And I'm not kidding when I say I want to move this to a talk show. Talk show only. And we'll still talk to you, on the web and whatnot, but I want to hear your voices. I want to hear what you have to say.
John Boucher, this is your homework. 402-819-4894. You know what to do.
You call us and you talk to us, sucker. New Mutant, where are you, brother? Come back to us, man. We love you. Come on, buddy. We'll see you all this weekend with another exciting episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast. And we will post a new question of the week this Friday on our Twitter and our Facebook. We want you to call us and tell us what you think. Love you guys. Talk to you very soon.
Yeah, but who are you guys?